The idea is to keep the green alien landing craft from taking your humans from the ground and changing them into mutants. When a human is taken to the top of the screen by a lander, he is changed into a mutant. A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you. The control panel consists of different buttons and a joystick. You may move either up and down or left and right. The thrust button accelerates you. There is a fire button with which to shoot the landers. The hyperspace button makes you vanish and repositions you somewhere else on the screen. But the hyperspace button is risky. Only use it when you are surrounded and your destruction is imminent. Then it will save you. Otherwise, the hyperspace button will cause you to self-destruct. The button called smart bombs is very important and vital to your survival. The use of a smart bomb is to blow up anything that is around you when you are about to be killed. Smart bombs kill only what's on the big screen. They do not blow up everything that's on the scanner. You will need to use smart bombs to blow up pods when they are close together. Try to get 3 or 4 together at a time. Should always fly at the horizon level unless you're about to be shot and need to avoid being killed. From this position, you fly up or down, saving humans from the landers. When a lander comes down from the top of the screen, you will always fly at a level just above the horizon of the mountains at the bottom of the screen. And it is from that level they will go down and pick up your humans. So, it is important for you to always fly at the horizon level, never above or below, so that you are able to save your humans from the landers. Wave 1 is a very slow wave where you can shoot the landers quickly as they move slowly. They will slowly pick up your men and carry them to the top. Get lots of practice at this level, taking back your man and putting him back on the ground. Do 3 or 4 and then wipe them all out by shooting as fast as you can. When you get good at this, you will be able to kill the landers more slowly and rescue your men. However, if you do not kill the landers fast enough, baiters will come up. Baiters move evasively and shoot rapidly, so they are not only likely to kill you instantly, but are also most difficult for you to kill. So kill the landers quickly at first in order to avoid the baiters coming out. And as you become more skilled, you'll be able to time your shots. Shooting landers as fast as possible keeps you going. When you shoot the pod, it will break up into swarmers shooting you. When they come shooting out at you, right after they pass, try to get right behind them. This will prevent them from shooting at you, while you'll be able to clearly wipe them out from behind. Remember, swarmers will come out only if you shoot the pod.